traditionally Parshas Miketz Shabbos Chanukah, as it is this year. I told you, most years it's Miketz, some years it's Vayeshev and Miketz, and rarely it's only Vayeshev. That was my bar mitzvah, it was only Vayeshev Shabbos Chanukah, but it's usually not that way. It's usually Miketz. So therefore, the minig is always to try to find different remazim to Chanukah in Parshas Miketz, since Miketz is always Shabbos Chanukah. So that's what we'll do. So the Torah says, Parshas Miketz begins with the dreams, right? First the dream of the Paros, right? That the bad Paros ate up the good Paros, etc. Right, he had the fat Paros and the skinny Paros, the years of famine, the years of prosperity, the years of famine, etc. Then, Vayishan Vayachalom Shenis, Hine Sheva Shibolim Olos Bekone Echad Brios V'Tovos. So he said that you had a bunch of sheaves all coming out of a kona. In other words, it was from the ground, grew a vertical stalk, and the, thank you, Goldstein, and different sheaves came out of it. And they were brios v'tovos. And then you had sheva shibolim, dakos u'shtuvos godim, somchos acharem, and then you had sheaves that were not so good. And the first one represented the years of prosperity. It was the one stalk, the kone echad, and the shibolim were coming out of that kone echad. And that was the years of prosperity. And then the sheva shibolim, dakos u'shtufas godim, are the other ones. And then again, when he tells over the dream in Pasuk Chav Beis on page 3, Ve'er b'chalami v'inei sheva shibolim olos b'kone echad b'leos v'tovos. So the Baal HaTurim on page 6 says a fascinating idea. I mean, the Baal HaTurim makes these interesting observations about the... He says the phrase Bekone Echad, where does it appear in Chumash? You know, the quotes from the Masorah is a compilation of different words and phrases, and it tells you different times it appears in Chumash or in Nach or something like that. And then, what the Baal HaTurim says, once the Masorah, this compilation, tells you that this word appears in Chumash, in Bereishis, and in Devarim, and in Hosea. And then the Baal HaTurim will take those three psukim and try to make a common theme. So here, he says, the word Bekone Echad, where does it appear? Gimel b'Mesoros. See in the Baal HaTurim? Mesoros. Three times it appears. Trei Hacha, two in Miketz, where that was the Pasuk over here in Pasuk Hey, and then Pasuk Chavez. The Idach Gabi Menorah. And the other one, the third one, is by the menorah. Whereas by the menorah, it also speaks about, you know, obviously in the dream it was talking about a stalk that grew from the ground. by the menorah, like Rabbi Tendler was speaking about the menorah, so it has not a one vertical piece of gold, right? And then the different parts of the branches of the menorah were coming out. So that same word, Bekone Echad, look here in Pashas Vayakhel, page 4. Shlosha Gvim Shugonim Bekone Echad. That same Kone Echad that you had by what? By the dream, which was referred to the stalk of grain, you know, that was coming, growing out of the ground, but it's the same word, Bekone Echad, of the menorah. That middle thing that the branches are coming out of is also called Bekone Echad. So the Baal HaTurim wants to understand the commonality between the Lashon Kone Echad of the stalks and the Kone Echad of the menorah. So he says, Lefi Shasova Huor La'olam. L'kach Rabat Betovas Bekone Echad. He says, because when you have prosperity, right, so everyone's happy. There's a lot of light in the world. You know, when things are difficult financially, there's a famine and this, things are dark. So therefore, says the Baal HaTurim, the idea being that the Pasuk, Bekone Echad, is talking, only refers, only says the word Bekone Echad when it's referring to the years of prosperity, of the good sheaves. But it talks about the bad years, it was also Shibboleth. And it might have also come from Bekone Echad. But the Torah doesn't use the word Bekone Echad, because the Torah wants you to link up the years of prosperity with the menorah, because the menorah represents light and happy. When there's light, there's happiness, there's joy. And to make that connection in your mind, that when it's the years of prosperity, Kone Echad, good years, then you'll remember the light of the menorah, because those are happy years. And that's how he explains it. However, others explain it perhaps a little bit differently. In the Sefer Marpel HaNefesh, he explains it a little bit differently. And the basic idea here, take a look on page 11. The first word on the line is V'ayin Shom. Vav Ayin Yud Yud Shin. V'ayin Shom, on the right side of page 11, first word on the line, three quarters of the way down. Nishmam, he said, the Sova Olam Talya Begadlus HaTorah. He says that what brings bounty in the world? There was another idea, besides the idea of what the Baal HaTurim says. Again, we're trying to understand, to connect the word Bekone Echad by the Shibolim HaTovos with the Kone Echad of the menorah. Now we know that the menorah represents Torah. The menorah represents Torah. Right? Ner Mitzvah Torah Or. Right? The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Harotsa Sheyachim Yadrim. That if you want to be a Chacham, so when you daven, you should daven towards the south. Why should you daven towards the south? Because the menorah was in the south, in the Beis HaMikdash. It was on the southern side. And the menorah represents wisdom, Chachmah, like Rabbi Tendler was speaking about different types of Chachmah. But, you know, for sure the Chachmah of the Torah represents Chachmah. And therefore, if a person wants to align himself with Chachmah, so he tilts towards the south. So the menorah is the symbol of Chachmah. So the idea being that whenever there's an abundance of Torah, then there will be a correlation to the abundance of physical Shefa in the world. Because the Torah in the world brings that Hashmos, the Mala, so that's why, says the Ephraim and the Rav and the Makar LaNefesh, that that's the two Kone Echads. That the Kone Echad of the menorah represents Chochmah, and the Kone Echad of the Shibolim Hatovos represent that when the menorah is functioning in its pristine form, the Ainu, when people are learning Torah in its pristine form, so that will have an influence, a hashpa on the world, to bring the Shibolim Hatovos. That's one idea. And then there's another Balatur. Take a look on page 12. From Pasuk Mem. Vatatiya al Basi Valpicha Yisha Kol Ami. There is Pyro saying to Yosef, you're in charge now. I'm still the king, but you're going to be the major man of giving out the food, etc. Valpicha Yishak Kol Ami. What is the word Yishak? Says Rashi, Yitzam, Yisparnes. You will be giving out the food to the people. You're going to give out the Parnassa to the people. So now, let's look again at the Balaam. The Balaturim on page 16. He does the same thing that he did Bekana Echad, the two places he's going to do now with the word Yishak. Where else does it say Yishak? So look what he says. Yishak on page 16 in the bottom. Beis, Valpicha Yishak Kol Ami. Twice it says Yishak. The other pasuk, Vasayim Yishak Meshiv Dram Nechochim. That's a pasuk in Mishlei on page 14. The same word, Yishak. Moshe Nishika. Yishak means to kiss. So what does that mean? So the Metzudas David says, Chavav, Ki atab edvarm ke'ei azar rasha azar yishak sofa elyonim tachtonim tachtonim azuz mul habochikim. So what does that mean? So take a look at the Marpil HaNefesh again on page 17. Alpicha Yishak Kol Ami, Balatur Mevi Mesorah Beis, Hacha V'idach, Sefsai Yishak Meshim Dvarim Nechokim, Nireh Lefarish, Tikrai Vesi, Bepasuk Olos Bekone Echad, right, the other piece, that the Kone Echad twice, Tivrei Echasim Sofer, the Shefa Parnasu Talgi B'Gdolei HaTorah. In other words, the more Torah and the more learning, that's going to affect the produce in the world. If I picture the first from the Hakra, the same Yisa Chai al Divrei Torah, she may shiv ba devar nechochim. Thus, he shavir the Misha Zochel lahashiv bedvar Torah, Zochel da picha Yisha kolami. In other words, so Sain Yishak Chai al Divrei Torah, she may shiv ba devar nechochim. That the Sain will give off the words of Torah. There, Yishak was in the context of the lips. That the lips will say words of Torah. And Yishak over there is parallel to the Yishak of Parnassa, that the Yishak, because there'll be the Varim Nechochim of Torah, that will bring the Yishak of Yosef of Parnassa, of Shefa Bracha. The same idea that he said with the Kone Echad, he's saying also, says the Marpil HaNefesh, with the word Yishak. However, there's another idea that the Chazal tell us Here, look back at page 17 in the... Marpel and Nefesh on the right side. Yishlomer Ol Mimash Kosov Yismach Moshe Shal Yidei Torah or Pilpul Atar Zochim Manatzech B'Muchama. Right, there's a concept that the Milchamta Shal Torah could aid Klal Yisrael in a war. In other words, Arab Milchama Shal Torah, the back and forth and the excitement of learning has an effect in Klal Yisrael's ability to fight wars, and that's what he quotes here. Yismach Moshe quotes the pasuk in Shoftim on page 18. Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim Oz Lechem Sha'orim, which the Tana Devei Eliyahu says Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim is referring to Chidushei Torah. And the Chidushei Torah is like Romach. That's like in place of the sword, so to speak. The Milchamta Shel Torah is in place of the sword. So just like, so we're saying a second idea here, the Yismach Moshe, that just like the Torah has the ability to help with the Parnassah, that's why Kone Echad of the Menorah and the Kone Echad of the Shibolim HaTovos and Yishak of, so sign Yishak of the words of Torah is the Yishak of Yitzan, Yishak Ami, that Yosef is going to be Farnes. Similarly, we have an idea that the Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Chidushei Torah, and that's like the Romach, and that's going to fight for us like the Romach. And the idea being, you know, the Netziv writes on page 27, he says, actually, I want you to look on page, yeah, okay, that there are two, the arrow on the right side of page 27 towards the bottom, there are two kelim in the Mikdash that represent Torah. One is the Aron, that with the Luchos are, and one is the menorah. They both represent Torah. But there's a basic difference between the two. Two, three lines on the Aron of Menorah, Minishtanu Pulosem, Aron Baliyud Hadibur Shebichsav. The Aron is about Torah Shebichsav, meaning we receive the Torah, and this is what we got, and we have the Luchos, etc. But it's not the Pilpul Shel Torah. The menorah represents the chokhmah and represents the human element. We light the menorah, we discuss Torah. Pilpul Shel Torah is the back and forth of the discussion when you have with the chavrusa, and we come up to new ideas and new conclusions. And I told you, I think Rav Chaim Volozhiner says from the Vilna Gaon, that Chidushei Torah means also that any time you learn and you have more of a clarity, doesn't mean you have to answer up a new kasha, that you learn more clarity than you had before, that's Chidushei Torah as well. And that's what the menorah is about, and that's what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is about Torah Shebaal Peh, it's about Chidushei Torah involving ourselves in Torah. And that ultimately is the what? Is the shield of Klal Yisrael. In other words, of course, Klal Yisrael, you have army, you have to fight, but part of the koach of Klal Yisrael is the Pilpul Shel Torah, the Milchamta Shel Torah, that where the Beis Medrash is a place where people could discuss, and that Milchamta Shel Torah, and that's what the menorah represents, could help Klal Yisrael and other milchamas that they need to be engaged in. And it's interesting, it says in Mestecha Shkolim on page 22 that there were two Aronos that Klal Yisrael used to go with. One had the Luchos in it, and one had the Shivrei Luchos, whereas they used to keep carry around the broken luchos, the first luchos that were broken. And the Yismach Moshe asks, what's the purpose of carrying around the broken luchos? So he explains on page 23 that when the luchos were broken, that's when Klal Yisrael started forgetting Torah. And therefore they had to rediscuss it to bring it back. So they took those luchos out on the war because those luchos created, of course, when you forget, you don't want to forget, but the advantage of forgetting is then you could try to reconstruct and have a discussion to reconstruct what you lost. And that's the Polish Torah. So the point being, Rabbi Osai, is that our belief that the Torah itself has inherent value, besides the fact that we discussed in the past, the Torah gives us midos and chesed and all these things, but the learning Torah itself and its essence, on its own right, brings a shefa, it brings bracha in the world. It brings bracha in the world. And that's the kana echad. That's why the kana echad of the menorah and the kana echad of the shibolim, parallel. Because that brings, and the yishak of the safsayim yishak, and the yishak of what? Of alpicha yishak ami, yifarnes, parallel. And the same idea as the chadoshim, the chidushay Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, chidushay Torah, yivchar elokim chadoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves chidushay Torah, and that's the, says the Yismach Moshe, the Pasuk says, is that's like the Romach. That gives us our ability to combat, etc., besides the Derech HaTeva. But we should realize that the contribution of every Torah that's learned, especially when you're learning Torah with understanding, back and forth, Pulpula Shel Torah, you're saying a Svara, and you're learning with a Chavrusa, and he asks a kasha on you, and you give a teretz, and he gives a kasha on your teretz, and back and forth. That's the Pulpula Shel Torah. And that itself is a value. You know, it's more than just, understanding what the facts are, what the bottom line is. But it's the process of learning. It's the process of learning, and that's Melchomta Shel Torah, and that helps in the regular Melchomas. And that's what the entire Lashia. Sheva Shibolim Olos Bekone Echad Pilpul HaTorah Kocho V'Hashpa Osom. That the Torah has a Korach to be mashpia, to help us in our combat, because the combat of Torah gives a spiritual combat that helps us defeat enemies, and it also is mashpia on this world to give bounty, parnasa, shefa, things that we need to live. We need to live, and we shouldn't underestimate. Again, besides all the things that we always discuss of the chesed and the midos and all the things we learn, there's an inherent value to the actual Liman HaTorah itself. The actual Pulpula Shel Torah that is mashpia and gives koach to the Jewish people and is mashpia, shefa bracha in this world. And that's what Chanukah is all about, because Chanukah is the yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the first yontif after the Chumash. Chanukah is not in the Chumash anymore, so Torah Shebaal Peh is more about the human element. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, but then the whole human element of being Mechadish Chidushei Torah and Esen Kasha, that's what the menorah says in the Tziv. The Aron is just the Torah Shebechsav that we got. But the menorah is the Kaftor Vaferach. That's why the Gemara says, when someone says a good Svara, and the Tziv says the Chazal, Kaftor Vaferach. Those are the ornaments on the menorah, complementing the beautiful Svara that the Tziv says, because that's the Chidushei Torah. Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what the problem in this generation is? That people, you know, everything is computerized. Then people stop, don't think. You know, sometimes people just sit in a shiur and they're just taking notes for an hour. And their brain is on off. And they're just taking... And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a brain because he wants us to use it. He wants us to think and ask questions and be an active participant in learning. Not just a note taker. We're not here to... This is not a training course in stenography. It's all about you know, thinking for yourself, thinking and asking and having your chavrusa and discussing and all that is, that's the kocha shel Torah and Be'ezer Hashem, that should bring Klal Yisrael, the strength of Klal Yisrael everywhere in Eretz Yisrael and everywhere in the world, that we need protection, and also bring hashpa of Shefa Bracha all over the world, and that's Sheva Shibolim Olos, Bekona Echot, Pilpul HaToro, Kocho, Vahashpa Osam.